Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Extend your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out. Today is the day.
Hello, and how are you today? It is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive with your host, me, Cindy Sharp. And our name of our show is Sharpening Your Spirit, because Sharpening Your Spirit is part of my business, Sharpening Your Spirit coaching and training that helps spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans. And today we're going to talk about a subject that I think in business is so important. And, you know, as you know, if you follow my show, this is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, which means we're going to get down to some stuff very quick, very fast, and we're going to give you one little morsel of something for you to take home today so you can immediately drop it into your business or immediately give you something to think about. Maybe think about doing something differently or adding something to something you already do and just making it sparkle a little bit more. So today our whole radio show is on one subject, and that is vulnerability in business. And, you know, even the word vulnerability, you know, we often think doesn't have anything to do with business. We often think that vulnerability is a word that shows our weakness instead of our strength. And today what we're going to talk about is that, you know, being in the healing business, being in a business where you're a spiritual entrepreneur, being in a business where you are, you know, sharing your healing energy, your healing love, or whatever that looks like to you, whatever it is that you do that is healing others and healing the world, showing vulnerability is not a sign of weakness. It's really a sign of strength when it comes to creating relationships. And we also want to talk about the fact that, you know, a lot of times when we think about being vulnerable, we think about this one thing, and that is, well, if I'm vulnerable, I just show all my junk. You know, I show all my stuff. And, you know, you know what I mean by that, all our stuff. We all have stuff. And it's not about showing all your stuff. It's not about showing weakness. Vulnerability is about showing your strength, but showing it in a real way. So it's about showing your strengths, showing it in a real way. And you, often when it comes to vulnerability in your business or vulnerability in anything in your life, it's not something that in this human condition we're really comfortable with. You know, we're really taught from a young age to, you know, stiff upper lip and, you know, don't let them see you cry and, you know, just, you know, fake it till you make it. You know what I'm talking about. All those little things there are that say to us as a human, don't be vulnerable. Don't let them see you. You know, don't let them see you shaking in your boots. And so what we want to do is talk about, well, when we are healing others and when we're helping others in a healing business, people are coming to us and they have to have a space created where they can be vulnerable. And you know what? It doesn't matter what kind of business you do. Anytime you create a space where people feel like they have the not only the ability but the permission to be vulnerable, something changes in that space. And it makes it a place where people feel loved. It makes it a place where people feel safe. So what can we start doing in our business to support others with their vulnerability and allow us to just be a little more vulnerable, a little more human, a little more heartfelt, and a little bit more open? So some of the suggestions that I have for you today are really simple. You know, this isn't any kind of a big thing, but let's first start about your own vulnerability. And, you know, it'd be nice sometimes, I think, if people could nudge in or squeeze in a little bit of a line when they're working with their clients or even when you're maybe meeting somebody new that might say something like this, you know, even though I've helped, you know, many people heal from, you know, whatever it is that you do or helped many people with whatever it is that your specialty is. And so, for instance, I could say it like this. Even though I've helped many people heal their business, you know, I still get nervous or I still struggle sometimes with and give something that I struggle with. And that could possibly be, I still struggle with, and this is true vulnerability. What if somebody comes and I can't help them? What if I don't have what it takes to help them? So I could have a saying that said something like, you know, even though I've helped hundreds of people to heal their business, I still worry that maybe someday I'm not going to be able to, or maybe I'm not enough, or I don't have enough expertise to help somebody. And those are all normal thoughts, all normal feelings. So putting a little line, we'll call it like a, you know, a little bit of just a little thing that you share, a little vulnerability statement that you share with people, is really a beautiful way to show that you are human, that you are just like them. So again, it goes like this. Even though I have, and then you give whatever it is that you've done. So even though I've healed hundreds of people businesses or helped them and supported them in healing their business, I still sometimes feel like, what if a client comes along and I can't help them? Or what if somebody comes along and I just don't have the expertise? It could be something else. It could be that you're at a networking group and you say, you meet somebody and you say, you know, even though I have, you know, helped many people with their personal life and helped heal them, I still get nervous when I meet new people. I still get nervous when I come to an event like this. Whatever it is, there's no right or wrong here. I just want you to reach to this enlightened, heartfelt way of this different concept of, it's kind of like a double thing. So first, you're stating what it is that you really are good at. You're stating that you're really wonderful at something. So you are certainly, in a way, having a beautiful statement that shares how fantastic you do what you do. you know, that you've healed all these people or that you've helped all these people or whatever it is that you do. But then you're also layering a statement behind that that says, you know, even though I've done this, I still get nervous. I still, you know, I'm still in this human experience. I still struggle with this. It's okay to open up and allow people to know that, you know, you're approachable, that you're lovable because you're willing to show your heart and wear your heart on your sleeve. It also gives them the ability to show who they are, gives them the ability to wear their heart on their sleeve because their heart opens up with your admittance of your area of vulnerability, and it gives them permission to do so. The next space when it comes to vulnerability is when you invite somebody into your space for a session. Now, you may do sessions over the phone, or you may do sessions with a person in person. There's many different ways to, you know, meet with our clients. There's many different ways to do that. You know, some people even do their sessions over Skype. Some people do their sessions over email. I mean, there's no right or wrong way on how you meet them. But be able to meet them from a place of strength and vulnerability. Just like the statement that I just said, even though I have healed many businesses, part of me that worries, am I still enough? Do I still have what it takes? Come from a place of strength and vulnerability. So when you meet with the client personally, you know, a lot of times what we feel like in a business arena, we'll call it, is that we have to be the strong one. We have to be the kind of know-it-all. We have to know all the answers. And the fact is, your job is to create a space where people can open up, create a space where people feel loved, create a space where people can 100% be themselves in as big and authentic of a way as they can and still know that they are safe there. So when you create your space for your clients, create a place that has a little vulnerability to it. Allow them to be vulnerable. And sometimes sharing a little bit about yourself in a strong way and a vulnerable way is a way to allow them to open up and allow them to peel back all the things they need to do to really get to the heart of the matter and to get the healing that they really need. So remember to create a safe, vulnerable, loving place for them. And you can do this through the words that you speak, through the energy that you have when you're with them, and just through listening with your open heart and allowing them to be who they truly are. So if you want to take this on this week with your own little line that says something about your strength and your vulnerability all in one statement, look at when you meet your clients and ask yourself, am I creating a place where they feel vulnerable and they're allowed to and they feel safe in that environment, that they know they're safe with me? So that's our 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive. Visit me over at sharpeningyourspirit.com for a free consultation and all sorts of other little goodies. There's some free classes, all sorts of great stuff to support you with your business. This is Cindy Sharp, your spiritual business coach, and I want to send you off with love, light, and as always, a big kiss. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.